Today, Kwarinam, December 14th, we enjoyed a wonderful publisher's desk meeting. That means we talked over the next issue of Hinduism Today. They come one after the other, month after month after month, and have been doing so for the last 20 years. It's a joy. It's our public service. Some ashrams have orphanages, others schools. We live on a garden island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, away from every place, in the middle of nowhere. So, we rely on the mail, internet, email, faxes, and phones. Therefore, our public service is to unite the Hindus of the world into one common bond of an invincible Hindu front through education. Hinduism Today goes to the educators, those who hold the microphone, as I'm doing right now, talking to you through cyberspace. We encourage our cyberspace viewers and listeners to write to me for a free copy of Hinduism Today if you have not seen it. We know many, many people in many, many countries are tuning in to our cyberspace ashram. We'd like you to receive a few copies from me personally. No charge. Just send your name and address in the little box saying questions@hindu.org. We're training a new journalist, Jivananda, who was born in Saivasadana Church from his beautiful family, Satya and Savitri Palani, who live in California. He was raised up by us in my arms when he was just a tiny little baby, fresh out of the womb. He's now about 18 years of age. And he has decided of his own accord with blessings from his mother and father to train to be a Hindu minister or Swami. Training to be a journalist. And he's doing very well, actually. A new generation is coming up. We're in our third generation. And in 1999, our 50th anniversary, a golden jubilee. Saivasadana Church, 1949-1999, 50 years of service to mankind, the Saivite Hindu way. Lots of visitors. Yesterday, a team came from the very famous, the strongest man in the world, Sri Chinmoy, who is pronounced by Hinduism Today Hindu of the Year. Last year, he sent three wonderful ladies, one from Canada and two from the United States, over, who are avid readers of Hinduism Today, to give his blessings to all of our Madhavasi, or monks here. Sri Chinmoy is in Hawaii with 100 of his devotees on their way to Singapore and Malaysia, and the members of our Saivasadana Church are going to meet him in both countries at the airport with garlands and a grand reception, introducing them to outstanding people in those two countries. Our favorite family from Sri Lanka, the Ananda Sakrans, are here. They're having lunch with us today, and the grand tour of the property. They haven't been here for many, many years, and we welcome them wholeheartedly. Well arrived, this is the holiday season, the time for giving a lot of wonderful little boxes in the mail for all the Madhavasis from their mothers and fathers and loving relatives. Here's an announcement and an invitation to you to join me in June for 7 days on a cruise from Vancouver, Canada, to Anchorage, Alaska, where we're going to give the blessings for a Ganesha temple to come up in Anchorage. And this is a wonderful cruise. We'll be having classes in the Shum language of meditation and answering questions that maybe you've held in your hearts for a long, long time. If you're interested in joining me on this cruise, again, go to questions@hindu.org and mention that you're interested and would like more information about it. We've had many inner search programs. We took the largest group that India ever had come into the subcontinent of 80 people in 1972. We've traveled through Europe, we've traveled through many, many countries, over 16 wonderful travel study programs. As you may know, I haven't traveled for 3 years, and this perhaps will be the very first time leaving the island of Kauai, because we've been working on constantly for 3 hours a day on several books, merging with Shiva, Holy Tirukkural, Living with Shiva, and lastly, the Vedic experience, which we hope will be done at that time before the ship takes off, and we hope you are aboard. This is our 50th year Golden Jubilee celebration on a beautiful ancient Norwegian cruise ship of an old design, with many conference rooms and a very special Indonesian host to guide our entire group. There's no limit to how many we can take, except that the ship itself only will take 1,200 passengers. So get on board, and here we go to Alaska to greet Lord Ganesha, who's right now also on a ship coming from Mabalipuram, South India, Tamil Nadu, to Anchorage, Alaska. And he will reside in a home until we arrive. And who knows what Ganesha has in store for us. So we leave June 18th from Vancouver. We all fly into Vancouver. We gather on our ship for a grand reunion. Everybody meets everyone else. They talk about cyberspace ashram, their studies, the master course, the readings of Hinduism today. Many lifetime subscribers said, yes, we're going to come. Definitely. For 7 nights on the ship. And then, a big surprise. In Alaska, another optional tour of going into the National Glacier Park for 3 or 4 days, where we have more deeper classes living on a glacier. If you want to do that, let us know. Welcome aboard. So this is a wonderful opportunity for togetherness. This is a wonderful opportunity for meeting people who are thinking like you are. And we urge each and every one to click on the lesson of the day and listen to Merging with Shiva, and because of that you will automatically gain a new image of yourself, a new self-image. It won't be a self-image of your roots, which are your hereditary roots of your physical body. It will be a new self-image of your roots, which are your spiritual roots of your soul. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Om Namah Shivaya.